I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC. This will be the second concert the group has given. This is a work called Mischief of One Kind or Another by Christopher Stark that they commissioned and that had its premiere at their first concert in December. Jen Wong and Dan Van Hassel are two of the three co-directors of Wild Rumpus. They met when they were both composition grad students at UC Berkeley. Many of the other members are graduates of the San Francisco Conservatory of Music.
We were put in touch with Sophie Hewitt. She's the clarinetist and our third co-director through mutual friends. And from there, we were looking for people who were great players, of course, but also not only interested in new music, but interested in the human connection between performer and composer.
Jen Wong says they want to concentrate on not just commissioning works, but really developing them in collaboration with composers.
A standard commission, you might set an instrumentation with the composer and set them off on their own and then hope something comes back to you when the deadline approaches. But with Wild Rumpus, when we work with a composer, they get contact information for everybody in our group, and we hold monthly reading sessions in the months leading up to the deadline. That extra time for composers to work with performers is a really fertile creative ground.
Dan Van Hassel both composes and plays electric guitar with the group. His piece, Revealing, Unraveling, gets its premiere at this Friday's concert.
For me, it's important that the personalities and the sort of interests of the performers become a part of the composition. And I really enjoy very much knowing the performers that I'm working with. So, for example, in this piece, I know our clarinetist, Sophie, really wanted an opportunity to play E-flat clarinet. So, you know, I put in E-flat clarinet. It was something she wanted to do, and she hadn't really had the opportunity.
In the fall, Wild Rumpus held a commissioning project, soliciting scores and portfolios from composers, which led them to commission 8 works for next season after receiving over 200 submissions. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.